When violence against women was big in the news in India, an investigative magazine called Tehelka did an explosive sting operation. Its reporters went undercover to 23 police stations around Delhi and got cops talking about rape. The results were shocking. Most cops were happy to blame women for wearing skirts that didn't cover them fully, for having a drink, for going out with a boyfriend and his friends. Real rape, they said, was rare. And those who were really raped would never complain anyway. This year, the magazine produced a special issue on sexual violence. Now India is gripped by the story of another rape. This time, however, the accused is the man who is the founder and editor of Tehelka, a crusading journalist named Tarun Tejpal. And the person accusing him is a young woman who worked for the magazine.
It's a dramatic day in the Tehelka case. The Goa police charges editor-in-chief Tarun Tejpal with rape.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Here are the basic facts. Tehelka organizes ThinkFest, a sort of gab fest for thinkers and celebrities and intellectuals from around the world. This year, the guests included Robert De Niro. The year I went, they had V.S. Naipaul. But at the same festival, Tejpal is accused of assaulting a young woman in the elevator, not once, but twice, attempting to have sex with her, and the police report says attempting to digitally penetrate her. She sent a detailed and graphic email to her boss, Tehelka's managing editor, Shoma Chaudhary, usually very outspoken on women's issues. Tejpal quickly recused himself from the magazine for 6 months. In an email, he called it a bad lapse of judgment, an unfortunate incident that rails against all we believe in and fight for, he wrote. Then it gets even more bombastic. He writes, "I feel atonement cannot be just words. I must do the penance that lacerates me." In short, he appointed himself judge and jury. Shoma Chaudhary then called it an internal matter and went on television to say there's a different side to the story.
There's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of confusion about this entire event, the chronology of events, because there are only half facts in the public domain.
All hell broke loose, especially on social media, which played a pivotal role in forcing the issue out into the open. The magazine was accused of double standards. It didn't have a sexual harassment committee in place. While it's famous for exposing wrongdoing everywhere else, it was accused of covering up dirt in its own backyard.
The young Tehelka journalist has strong words against the managing editor Shoma Chaudhary, whom she accuses of trying to cover up the alleged incidents of sexual assault to protect the institution.
Political parties, once stung by Tehelka's exposés, gleefully went for the jugular, demanding Tejpal be tried for rape. As the sordid story gathers more steam, some things become clear. While stories like that horrific gang rape in a bus in December makes news around the world, it's easier for us to deal with stranger rape. The reality of rape is closer to home or the workplace. Here's Leela Seth, a former judge who was on the commission set up to overhaul India's rape laws.
Because, you know, most of these sexual assault cases are taking place in families. So the homes and the teachers are absolutely essential in this whole role, there's no question. And to give courage to the girls so that they should be able to speak out, because they're afraid to speak.
In this case, the young woman in question, though she worked for Tehelka and was a friend of Tejpal's daughter, was not afraid to speak out. Tejpal is not the first powerful, charismatic man in India accused of preying on a subordinate at work. But this young woman refused to just quietly put up with it. In that sense, a small sliver of a silver lining in a sordid story. At another time, Tehelka, the magazine, might actually have heralded that as a harbinger of change. Perhaps even applauded her courage at some future ThinkFest. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.